This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
We do have Sandile on the line. Sandile, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Sandile, welcome to the show. Well, I just want to give everyone some background as to what we will be discussing during this point in time. Now, this week, Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero acknowledged that rebuilding the city will take time, saying that many of the challenges facing the metro cannot be solved overnight. But how much time should residents be expected to wait? And what does successful urban recovery actually require? I mean, Johannesburg is the country's economic powerhouse. It contributes a significant share of the country's GDP and serves as the commercial heart of the continent. And yet for many of us, daily life is increasingly defined by the potholes, power outages, water disruptions, crime, also infrastructure decay, and concerns about service delivery. Well, to help us unpack the governance, leadership, and policy challenges facing our largest city, Sandile Swana now joins us. Sandile is a political analyst, governance expert, and corporate executive. Sandile, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Michael, and indeed, good day to your listeners.
Okay, so Mayor Dada Morero says rebuilding Johannesburg will take time. Now, is this simply a statement of reality, or do you think residents are beginning to lose patience with hearing promises and rhetoric about future improvements? Where are we now?
The first thing is that we must accept as the residents of Johannesburg that it will take time. Now, it will definitely take time. I mean, I was looking at the numbers. 60% of our water infrastructure needs replacing. So you are not going to tell me that you are going to replace all these rotten pipes, 60% of them, of the entire infrastructure, before 4th of November 2026, or even before 31 December 2027. So what we need to be able to say is that when we go to the Institute of Civil Engineers and go to the Institute of Municipal Engineers, are we able to sit together to come with a responsible plan for correcting this situation? The same applies to meters of any type, whether that is a water meter, an electricity meter. The same applies to the security of the infrastructure. The infrastructure for electricity, the infrastructure for water, avoiding illegal connections, avoiding theft of the actual infrastructure, right across the board to the communications infrastructure, which is not state infrastructure per se. I'm excluding telecom a little bit to a degree. Let's say telecom, Vodacom, and all these guys. So there's a lot of that infrastructure that is unprotected in terms of the quality of life of the residents. Some of it is strictly not up to date. So that is where your problem is. There is no overnight solution. You need proper engineering planning here.
Indeed,
there's costing and planning.
Certainly. Yeah. Sorry, Sandy, I thought you'd conclude. Indeed, there's no overnight planning. But what led it to how did we arrive at this position in the first place then? What went wrong from a governance perspective? Yeah.
Yes, no, there is a lot that has gone wrong, but it's basic. Because every year, a number of entities, including the AG, including the Institute of Municipal Engineers, I may not be pronouncing their name correctly, the correct name, but also the Institute of Civil Engineers. So there is what is called the infrastructure scorecard, right? That is produced annually. So you know how much of your infrastructure is actually degrading every year. Bridges, everything is written in the report. Then if you have political leaders, because I've said this publicly before, that when you prepare your manifesto, there are certain documents that need to be in front of you. Political manifesto, like this year is an election year. That infrastructure report card, scorecard, the Auditor General's MFA Municipal Finance Report, and so on, and other reports, tell you exactly where the gaps are. But you, in South Africa, you have a government especially since 2009, where leaders see something that is wrong and that is worse from the previous period, from the previous year. Mm-hmm. It's gotten worse this year. They leave it like that. They don't attend to it. And then instead of allocating time to catching up with updating the infrastructure, updating the systems, all the time that could be used productively, or a significant percentage of it, because the results speak for themselves, is devoted to squabbles, to corruption, and all the things that the citizens didn't ask them to do.
Mm-hmm. A question I'm getting through our listenership platform, Sandile, the listener wants to remain anonymous. The question reads, why has maintenance of these utilities structure not been constantly maintained or upgraded and allowed to deteriorate? Is this just an election ploy?
No. This is old. As I say to you, if you are to go to the reports, you are talking here 20-year backlog.
Certainly, but I think the question many people will ask is, then why now do we only see some robust acknowledgement and plan of action?
Hey, I don't think this is, I would call this a plan of action. This is, how can I call it? If it was about politics, I would have hidden this until past the elections. Let me put it like that. You see, you can't expose such a huge rot and you have no solution for it. You see, if you are the witch and the witch doctor or whatever you, however you call them. So if I show you the problem and I'm the Superman who's going to fix it, then there's a plan there. Morero cannot fix this thing before the election. So unless you are saying it is the enemies of Morero, but bear in mind also that the Minister of Finance is actually an ANC member who has locked the finances of the city of Joburg to say, guys, you are making a mess there. I'm not putting any money here. So I wouldn't want to say this is an election ploy of the ANC. This is destructive to the ANC. The DA cannot do this ploy. They don't have enough power to pull off such things. I'll put it like that. So if the guys who are in power, they wanted to suppress this, there's a certain degree to which they could have done that. But the public accounts where they were being questioned is run by a member of the GNU, Songhe Zozini. So I think let's not be too skeptical about it. Let's accept what it is. And accept also, perhaps, if we want to go the political route, that this guy, the mayor, is not equal to the task.
Sandile, I wish we had more time just to, you know, delve a bit deeper into the subject. We're going to have to wrap it up there. But if you had one recommendation for Mayor Morero and his administration today, what would be the single most important priority in rebuilding Johannesburg?
Any part of South Africa, it doesn't matter whether it's provincial government, national, or the city of Joburg, infrastructure. We have very competent engineers. We have very competent engineering schools in Pretoria, University of Pretoria, University of Johannesburg, University of Wits. We just have an abundance of engineers here in Gauteng. So partner with them, create a plan that you are going to publish that is known by everybody so that people don't keep asking you stupid questions. So that is what I would actually do. I would actually advise you.
Sandile, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us on today's show. Sandile Tswana, political analyst, governance expert, and corporate executive, while helping us unpack the challenges facing Johannesburg and what it will take to restore the country's largest city to a position of strength. Ultimately, rebuilding Johannesburg is not only about repairing roads, pipes, and power networks. It's about, well, restoring our trust, also confidence, and effective governance in a city remaining central to the country's future. Well, Yvonne says, money for the road accident fund. What a joke. We'll see nothing come from it. Highest unemployment, potholes, loads of traffic lights, all broken. And it's the same old every year round. Quite right, Yvonne. Nothing changed and doesn't look like it ever will.